We'll do a piece over here. This is from the Hakdama of the Shav Shmaitza. So the Shav Shmaitza, also known as the Ksois, so he wrote three Svarim. We're going to say for Evan Ezer, called the Avdi Miluyim, fairly well known. We're going to say for the Chosh Mishnah called the Ksois, which is much more well known. He also wrote a Sefer called Shav Shmaitza, where he goes through seven. Shav is the era. Now, the more he uses that lashon in one place, so Shmaitz is a topic. So seven topics that he goes through. He talks about the lachos of chazaka, and the lachos of roiv, and the lachos of edus, and he has seven different long essays on each one of them. Very lumdish, like no muster, no. But the Hakdama is a beautiful piece. The Hakdama is written based on the Aleph Beis. Each paragraph starts with a letter of the Aleph Beis. And then he has his lit name at the end. So in this week's, he has a piece in this week's parsha, which I just want to go through the piece. There's a lot of beautiful thoughts there. There's certain elements to it which remind me of a Perlish of Pilpul. There's something in Europe called a Perlish of Pilpul. Perlish of Pilpul is this, like, the whatever reason, the people in Poland were very good in the idea of, like, putting together, like, fascinating ideas and making this beautiful conglomerate. And it was gorgeous. They were very good at it. Sometimes it was a little bit sophistry, but in general it was very good. So I'm going to give you an example of the Perlish of Pilpul. Okay? So there was a Yid, Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro was the founder of the Daf Yomi program, right? He's also a yeshiva in Lublin called Yeshiva Yitzchak in Lublin. So we have tshuvas from him, tshuvas Ar Meir. So the first tshuva, tshuvas Ar Meir, was an interesting piece. It's more like a got it the type of piece. So he has a kasha. There's a gemara, and the gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon dor dor v'dorshav dor dor v'chachamav. The Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon all of the future, and Kivin Shira Rabbi Kiva. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Herlog Kadosh Baruch Hu Marishin Dor Dor V'Dorshav Dor Dor V'Shachachamav Kivin Shehar Rabbi Kiva. The Rosh Hashanah showed him Rabbi Kiva. He was samach b'terosay minisatze b'misosay. He was very happy with Rabbi Kiva's Torah. He was very sad that Rabbi Kiva was nifter. The Gemara picks out Rabbi Kiva out of everybody that Adam Rishon had a certain feeling towards. So the question obviously is why specifically is what about Rabbi Kiva that he was somehow, he was happy with Rabbi Kiva's Torah, and he was nisatze b'Rabbi Kiva's. And this statement is said by Reish Lakish. What's the difference? This is Reish Lakish's thought. Okay, that's the question. A great question. So Meir Shapiro said like this: there's a medrash which says that Chava took a kezayis from Neitz Hadas, and from that kezayis she gave to everybody everything in the gan to eat. She gave to all of the animals and all of the chayas and everything in the Dagan. There's only one bird which refused to eat. There's one bird which it doesn't die. It lives for 1,000 years. End of 1,000 years, it shrivels up into an egg and it starts over again. Mm-hmm. Okay, but everything else ate from one kezayis. So now, l'chara, this should be told in the shaila of chatzishir is osim min hatara or not osim min hatara? It was less than a kezayis. Rabbi Yechon holds Chatzishir is also Minotaur. Reish Lakish holds Chatzishir is Mutter Minotaur. It's a card of Reish Lakish. Why was that a Rishon Chayiv any punishment? He was Chatzishir Mutter Minotaur. Right? Good. So Reish Lakish is the ones talking. Reish Lakish, card of Reish Lakish. Rishon didn't do anything wrong. But as Yerushalmi says that even Reish Lakish holds Chatzishir is Mutter Minotaur. It's only if he's planning to stop after eating this less than a shear. If he plans to eat more, he's chayiv. The pasuk said, the medrash says, "The ish asher nasati imadi nosnon li vo'ochel."
He's planning to eat in the future.
So the word vo'ochel is the wrong word. Ish asher nasati nosnon li vo'ochelti. So Chazal darshan ochelti vo'ochel oyin. I plan to do it again. Says that to lahashlim. Mishtetachim shalmi that to lahashlim. Even karmish lokish is chayiv. One second. Who's supposed to be made that Rabbi Kiva, that who's supposed to be made that Adam Rishon said that? Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mayid, but maybe the Malachim should be Mayid. Maybe the Malachim are, but the Gemara says in Shabbos in the first parak, the Rishon spoke Aramaic, and the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. So the Malachim can't be Mayid, because they don't know what he said. Right? What they saw wasn't enough to be Mekayim, and they have to be Mekayim because he said, Vayichel. But they can't be Mayid that he was Vayichel. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mayid. But the Rekiva Shita is Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. If the Eid can't be the Dayan. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was Eid, he can't judge on a Marishan. So the Amar Eshlokish. The Rosh showed all the Marishan, all the donations, when he saw Rekiva, Samach Baterosa, he was so happy in Rekiva's Shita, according to Rekiva, he wasn't Chayim in Aveira. But he's very sad that Rekiva was there. So if I said, you don't pass like Rekiva, because otherwise there wouldn't be meats in the world. That's the publisher Pilpul. The date of this tshuva is wow. Purim.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Why?
Wow.
What? Putting together all of these different thoughts. There's no way you're going to put together those thoughts. It's like totally wild Gemaras coming together in one thought. Rekiva Shita about Eid Nasadayan is what Rav Rishon was thinking about was that piece of Rekiva specifically because Reish Lakish Lishitasa he holds Chachat Potis Mutzman Atara, but there's the Yerushalmi, but there's the Medrash, there's Gemara Shabbos. Like, you know, he put together like 17 different things together which have no shaykh with each other. You would never have connected them. I would not have connected them in anywhere in my lifetime probably. That's called Polisher Pilpul. Okay. So this piece over here is like a Polisher Pilpul. That's just the introduction. Okay. So, Chazois Kasha Reisi. I saw this difficult question. Okay. So, they went to this place, to Chatzeris, and there Miriam spoke against Moshe. Why are they waking up now? I mean, you're upset the fact that he married this woman, Isha Kushi, so she's not Jewish, that's the problem, so why is it bothering you now? Like, all of a sudden now it bothers you, why did it bother you since Matan Torah? That's Tosis Kash. The Tirtzu. So the Tosis answer, the Mash the Isabisifri, which Rashi quotes, the Kibrasa Tabra Shinimko Ayans Kanim. So what happened was that Miriam and Sipar were standing over there. And they chose 70 leaders and they became Nevi'im. The Bershim told Moshe to have them join you, and through you they will become Nevi'im as well. The wives should be so proud. Their husbands became, you know, the leaders of Klai Yisrael. Sipur says back, Sipur, oy lehem, shrei ba'ali meyom, sheizkul ha-kadosh baruch hu l'dabe, imay pirish v'meni, bo'ot yitzvah lehem adaber. So Sipur said to Miriam, I haven't been with my husband since he became a Navi. So she said, she assumed it's going to happen to all of the Nevi'im. So all these men, these women, they're going to lose. They're not going to be with their husband anymore. Okay. Now, so Vanirba says, so what's this conversation that about the fact that Pirish, etc. What's that all about? Why would it? Vanirba said the Metzino Shom, she sabu tavo. The Pundit says he sabu tavo. They were misava a desire. Now, look how that's repetitious. They desired. You don't desire a desire. I desire a desire. Like, you know, I desire something. Then they complain, we only have the mon. And the mon is like, it's gorgeous mon. So the Rashi points out that the flow of the pasuk seems strange. It's complaining about the mon, they're saying it's gorgeous. If you're complaining, you don't say it's gorgeous. Pierce Rashi. So Rashi says, Mishar Mazeh, Lar Mazeh. It has to be that there were two different people speaking over here. Kais was saying, Ayvei, mon, 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 mon in the morning, mon in the evening, mon, mon, mon. Rashi was saying, look what they're complaining about. It's such a beautiful thing, mon. Kashbarah, he's a Batara about mon, because they're a gadol, you should know what Kais was complaining about. Okay. So, but that's the doichik in the lash of the pasuk. It's changing the subject, the speaker of the pasuk, without any indication at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the second problem. Next thing the pasuk says, so Moshe heard everybody crying by their tents. So why is it more they're crying by their tents? Everybody's crying, right? They gather together to cry. They stood by their tent to cry. Like, why is it important? So again, so Rashi quotes from Chazal. Pish Rashi, Mishpacha Yisov. Al Niske Mishpachas Al Arayas Shenes Elohim. They were bemoaning their arayas which were prohibited to them. Now, at first glance, that sounds like pretty, like, you know, like, really, you know, you're so sad you can't marry your sister. So, I once heard from one of the Rechaverim, he said maybe Imshad on this point over here, that we see that in Mitzrayim, they were Makbid on Arayas. So there's people who married relatives, which are also to them, Al Pi Torah. Now they got the Torah, they had to divorce their wives. So when the stand there catching, oh man, I want to marry my aunt and I can't. He was married to his aunt. He's married to his, you know, and now he has to divorce her.
Why does he have to divorce her?
She's an heiress. Nice.
I thought my casting one time said that Matato was actually, they were all Gary.
Ah, so that's, we're going to see. That's exactly that. But though, I have a problem over here. The Mayan Teruma Samon Imiskerayas. But what's the Psukim are clearly discussing the complaint over here was about the Mon. And the version is all upset about the fact that complaint about the Mon. And by the way, they're really upset about the Rayas. Like, you know, since it doesn't fit. So there's a lot of things over here in the story which we're clearly missing. There's more to the story. So this is a shuwasik topic. So he says, "Ubisachitzahar, ulam shikaf aleim harkegigis." He will comment them as a tara mutav bimlov shom tefer taraskam. So the Mora says the Russian force on the makabel the Torah. Yeah. Now this is just totally parenthetical. But the Rishiva one time asked, or give the one time asked, it says in the phrase of the Gemara, it says bimlov. Right, the Rosham says it's on the Klaisel. He says if you don't have a Kabbalah, here you will die. How do you say the word here? Pope. What does Shom mean? Means there. Where's there? Says you're Kabbalah good. If not, there you're going to die. So he says, I'm not telling you you're going to physically die. You're going to walk around this world, but you're going to be living dead. Wherever you go, there you are. You're like you're buried. That's what Shiva says. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the Mori over there asks, Behikshu the Hakvar Nisrautz, the Tois over there asks that why do we have to force them? It says they said Nasa Nishma. Okay. To what's up, Shab? So Tois over there brings a Tanchuma that they're Makabal, they're Nisrautz, Tarsha Bixav. But Torah Shabbat Peh, they were uncomfortable with the Moshe, and forced them to accept Torah Shabbat Peh. But the Gur Aryeh, the Maral, says a different shot. Because of the Gur Aryeh, so the Maral says, that in his Pirshon Chumash, that the pshat in this Gemara of the Bershom was Kafel Karka Gigas, says it wasn't literal. So you talk in the years, Kabul Satara Ayere Bechira, Im Yitzel Yikabul, Vim Labo, Ilo Yitzel Yikabul. Okay, something which has to be, it's mukrach to be, it must be, means that's written into the DNA of the world, so that's going to stay. Something which is a mikra, it could be, it could not be. It's up to you to decide. Also means it's not written in stone. So who said it's going to last? So, if it's true that Klai really has a choice, so there's some element of saying that this is not intrinsic to reality of the Briyah. But that's not true. Torah was the intrinsic reality of the Briyah. So Klai didn't really have a choice. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klai Yisrael was, the Baruch Hu showed to Klai Yisrael with a clarity that this is the reality of the world. There's nothing. There's no other way to live in this world. It doesn't exist. So you say, well, so what's the choice? There's no choice anymore. See, even though Christ said we want it, but the version said that it's not acceptable that it should only be because you want it. You have to understand that this is reality. Reality. I mean, there are people who choose not to see reality. But you know, I decide I'm going to do a nice deed. I realize it's not a nice deed. This is what it means to be a husband and a wife. I'm nice to my wife. I choose yeah, I choose no. Well, you don't know what the reality is. It might look like a marriage, but it's not really a marriage if you don't do this. So that's the reality. So he gives an analogy to this idea that a davar hechrechi has a kiyum. Because a man's ma'anis and isha, the Torah says he must marry her. It says lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav, he cannot send her away. So the matter says when the Russian force clients to accept the Torah, he can't send us away anymore. See, if the Russian had not forced us, so then he could say, then I changed my mind. But once the Russian forced us, we said, you can't send us away anymore. You made us marry you. You can't send us away. So say straight matters. Okay. Fine. So let's go back to the phrase "hisavutavo." So what does that mean? V'hanu shelo hoyolem shum taiva chumrius kimo shakosav ba'alshich she hisavu sheyolem taiva. Kaiser had no taiva. Even the mon elevated them to such a point that they had no desire for physical things. They desired to have desire. But why do they desire to have desire? Because they wanted to be able to enjoy the cake. Because when you have a desire and you choose not to listen to the desire, then you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mirotzen. But if I have no time for the world, I'm sitting in the midbar, seeing the Shekhinah, eating food which makes me that I have no time for anything else but learning Torah. So when I sit down and learn Torah, I'm not getting the scar of learning Torah because I'm not choosing. There's no bechira. Kleiser wanted to have a taiva to then be able to overcome the taiva, the Alshach says.
What if they couldn't?
They didn't contemplate that possibility. We'll get to that. Other region had the same thing. The Rizal says other region's plan was to eat from the tzedas, now to be a bercher, and then be bercher b'toyv. But it's a greater service to Kadosh Baruch Hu when he does that, when he doesn't do that. That was other region's plan. But, like, my wife one time said, he said, the same way every person before they buy the lottery ticket thinks that when they buy a lottery ticket they're going to really handle it right, but everyone doesn't. Right? On reaching before he ate the Eitzadah, person couldn't call him what it means to eat from the Eitzadah. But from his vantage point, of course I'm going to do the right thing. How else would you do? But meanwhile, I get the scar of doing it. But the problem is once you're in that reality, it doesn't look like that anymore. Right? Okay. So they want a taiva. The female should inspire hatamhu. So let's explain. So therefore, the nafsham, the physical part of their being, was yivesha. It was totally empty. They totally emptied out of their body any taiva. They wanted to go back to that which the Kaiso before Matan Torah said Nasim Nishma. It was such a phenomenal drag of the Kaiso reach that they chose. They're saying, we don't get to choose anymore. We want to choose again. Kemoshamar Nasim Nishma. Kein Olam Al Chofetz Ba'Ava Hechrechis. So therefore, the Zayser Amal Amon, Echrachdoi Lavasatar. Therefore, they were complaining that we don't want to be in a situation where we have this food that we constantly are eating, which makes us love Torah. It's like, I don't want a love potion to make me love Torah. I want to decide that I want to love Torah. Otherwise, it's not really love. It's a potion. So they just remember that what we ate Mitzrayim B'chinam. Pierce, Bali Hechreya, Kina means over there, but it wasn't forced. Rakas Jebacharno, Vishamatsa Chemeinu. The word chinam comes from that which I find interest in. I choose. It finds favor in my eyes. So getting something bechinam means I can get it, I can take whatever I want, whatever I get to choose. I don't have to worry about the paying for it. That's how we use it. But the point is more the ability to choose than the freedom. But Tanav Shenol Yevesha Ain Kol Bukta the Mon Hukra the first eat Mon for Roitz and after Roitzim Shir Bechir Biyadeno Omnom Kama Yerei Bechir Nerchal Amon Kim Lahaya Amon Toiv Lamaicha Vanech Vanamara Yinu Tzichim Al Hakreich. Mon tastes good. The pasuk says it was Mon's gorgeous. We're not complaining about the Mon. The Mon's taka gorgeous. The taka tastes good. It's a kagan shmak. But that's not our issue. We'll eat it. We're asking, okay. So now he's explained the same people were saying both points about the month. He's also explaining the lashon hisavu tavo that they desired a taiva. Okay, now, but he hasn't explained the rise issue. Terem Yikro, so before we've fully explained what they're asking, v'hinei nechsav klonim, but their bizoyin has been now revealed. The ksiva yishma ha'om b'chel mishpach yisov, the haino on iske arayish and esel lehem, so the rise were also. V'hinei b'sefer, b'gur aryei parshas v'yigash, so he goes back to different morale, he says, he should... Kais was considered Gerim Matan Torah, and Gershon is Gerim Kutch and Eludami. So what arise are us? And they have no relatives. This all you say a meal of Hazok Tfilah Din Gerim. Come on, Gerim Nosei Achoisai. Mishum Gershon is Gerim Kutch and Eludami. So there's a dinner of bottom certain things they can't do, but not, that's a dinner of bottom which came later on. So that door. So that generation could marry any woman they wanted because nobody's related to them. So what arise are they complaining about? Well, why arise also? But here it's, this is morale's kash. So that the human being is defined by the kind of choice. So before I was X, now I chose to be something else. So that's you're a new being. But if I show you that this is your reality, this is the reality of the world, so nothing changed. You're not cutting Chanel, dummy. This is the way you were before, this is the way you are now. I'm showing you this is reality, this is your Matthias. You are built in Antara. So before, you're also built on Antara. So nothing changed from before till now. Yeah.
Doesn't apply to Ger. The Ger was not a.
It was a Geris.
By choice.
The moral is not Geris. The dinim of Geris from the process. The process requires Mila and Tevila and a Korban, etc. But this Geris was different than all of the Geris. That this Geris was done because not because they chose. Because they came to the recognition of the reality that there's no other reality in the world. There's nothing else but Mimakabal the Torah. So that's a hech. That's the more saying a job. They were forced to Mimakabal the Torah.
I thought all the Gerim accepted the Neshama Har Sinai. That's why they became Gerim.
That's true, but since they were put into Umas Arlam. And now they are able to choose from this vantage point 3,000 years later whether they want to make that step or not. But Klai Yisrael, right? Bashat Matan Torah, the Bershom opened up the Shemayim and said, listen, look at the reality of what the world looks like. So do you have a choice? He said, no, I don't have a choice. There's only one reality. Without the Torah, there's nothing. The whole world doesn't exist. So what's the choice? So, but that recognition was a recognition that was the reality before you start, beforehand also. So there never was a moment of change. We just came to the recognition that we with. So the morale, there's no cutting general dummy. Awesome morale.
That's why they cry.
Now, the Zebachel Mishukhusayim, all these Kerayas. So now they're crying. I explained to you that the mon, which they started eating from before Matan Torah, was what purified them to the point that they're able to recognize the fact that there's nothing else but Torah. And Mela, the mon, is what caused them that they can't, they don't have that, they have Yisrael Rayas. Because without the mon, they would be choose. They have taiva, and then they would choose. If they choose,
then they're
Gershon Isgai. Then there's no rayas. But since they were eating the mon, and the mon purified them to the point that they had such a clarity of understanding, like you said in the previous paragraph, so they had such a clarity they weren't really choosing. They're not choosing, so then there's no real change. Then the rayas are also. So it comes out the reason why we discuss the mishpachas while we're talking about the mon is because that's the mon was the root of the problem. Why the mishpacha the rayas are also. Okay. Yeah, you with me?
I'm not really sure I'm with you, actually.
That's amazing.
Okay, where'd you lose me?
So, for Matan Torah, except that it's because I ate the man, they said that the Torah was true, so they didn't have any desire for Arias.
No. Stop. There's a concept of Kanchan Rav Dami. So Morel is saying a fascinating thing. Morel is saying Kanchan Rav Dami means before you Mr. B, John, you were a goy. And now you're a Jew. So the goy, the relatives that he had before are no longer his relatives because you're a whole new being.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So Morel says that concept only makes sense when you're talking about a regular Geris, when the person chooses. A choice means...
Oh, when he chooses to be a ger.
When he chooses to be a ger.
But they didn't choose to be a ger.
Because they have the Russian forced them to be
they wanted to choose it.
But what that means is like this. What do you mean the Russian forced them? He said before. It doesn't mean the Russian sat there and said, I'm going to whip you up. The Russian showed them that the reality of life is that there's no other choice. There's no other reality. So there's no other reality. If there is no other reality, means there was no other reality. So when was the moment that you changed to a new being? You always were this being. I'm showing you that you were this the whole time. That's what showing you the reality is. By definition, that means that there's no moment of change. So no moment of change. So I never lost the relationships that I had.
Okay.
So then now the rise are us. That's the morale is saying. So, but how did Rishon do that? By giving them the mon, which brought them to the point that they had no taiva, so therefore there was no choosing.
The man perpetuated it because they were already at Matan Torah. They already saw the reality.
Right.
I think it was just the man allowed it to continue. Right.
Correct.
But through the man, if you stop the man, then they would lose that.
Right. That they would now be choosing, and there would be a moment where Kleistel, as it were, was able to say no, and then they chose yes, and now they're whole new being. So now I can marry this woman. Because I'm not related to her.
And they wanted to have choice. You follow? Because they wanted for other reasons. They also wanted to have choice because.
So they're pointing out the fact that the raya is after us is the biggest raya that this whole thing was forced. And we want to be bokrim. We want to choose this.
Not just because of their raya. They also want to have the ability to choose.
So the raya wasn't because they cared about their raya because they want to marry their sister. That's the simon. That's the indicator that this is a weird situation. This is not what we want. Wow, we want a situation where we get to choose, and we're going to serve. And we'll choose to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's so much better than being forced. Okay.
That's why they didn't want the man anymore. They wanted other food, like in Mitzrayim, because they wanted the ability to be more natural and therefore to choose right, as opposed to seeing it all being. Right, if it's all man, then just level of holiness.
Okay. So now, the next part is just, because that explains what they should, they have, why he explains how they related to the man in a positive way, but they said that, there's nothing wrong with the man. We'll choose the man, but it shouldn't stop doing this to us, so we can choose. And that's why they question about the Arias, because that's, again, that's an indicator that this is not functioning the way we would like it to function. Now, what's the connection from that to Miriam?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
You see, like, you know, the gardener's over here putting this thing. He's putting it like, why? I'm just like, whoa.
He was a god. I don't know if they were thinking. They were going him to think like this.
He thought they were.
Yeah.
There was a guy, has children. Then he becomes a guy, Ger. Does he have a nuchi or a peruvu? He had children already. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan and Sabar kind peruvu shere yesh lebon. The mitzvah is to bring life into the world. He did that. That's a fact. They're not necessarily his children anymore. He's not related to them. But he fulfilled the commandment of Hashem Baruch Hu to bring life into the world. That he did. You can't take that away from him. No. You're a whole new being. So there's a guy named John who did something, and you're Yechonon. Yechonon is no shaykhus to John. I'm sorry, it doesn't work. He's gone. He doesn't exist anymore. Okay. But we need to explain something. Okay, so Beis Shammai says Peruvu is two boys, and Beis Hillel says it's a boy and a girl. So where does Beis Shammai get two boys from? Time of Beis Shammai, Yalfim and Moshe, Shahir Shem Bonim, Pirish Venisha. He had two sons, and then he no longer stayed with his wife. He means Peruvu. He couldn't leave his wife. 1 second, Moshe had those two sons before Matan Torah. He was still a goy. And now there's Geirus. So according to Rish Lakish, that what he had before, it doesn't work. How can he prepare for an Isha? He wasn't Mekayim Peruvu with those two, so the two children. Right? But now he's Pirish Manisha. What does it mean? How does it work? It's a right to reckon on that the children that he had beforehand count for Peruvu. He was his decision. It wasn't that. Now,
I mean, it's a chiddush. It was Pirish and Hashem allowed it, but it's not to learn from other.
Right. That's one of the
examples of Hashem. Yeah. Okay.
The kaidim how you serve him the gershin is garik kachin eladami. So the kaim revu asher labanim the kaidim. When do they realize? You can't lo vadele bittu Moshe amitzam idaitoi. Right? If there's a chiyuv revu and Moshe Rabbeinu is not with his wife, most of the Rishonim told him to do that.
Right.
Because how can he else? He can't not do a mitzvah. So yeah, I know. I know. Miriam says I knew that he was parish from Tzipor. I didn't find out it now, but I assumed that it's the Rosh Hashanah's command. So I have no time to Moshe. Rosh Hashanah told him. Okay. Vomit to Kashmir Tzibra love. But Achrei Royam, Kibbutz and Tiber, Shinesulam Arayas, that's when they came to recognize the fact that they can't be with Arayas. And how is that possible? Like we explained, because it's not a gay risk and the guy with the din of Kashmir Eldami. So Mela comes out. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim Peruvu. So that which he's perfect, he doesn't have to because Baruch Hu told him. Because he doesn't need a special heter from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why do he probably chose it himself. He chose it himself? That's not nice. Why are you doing it? Every time the Mekorach Lo Yahweh Kodesh Baruch Hu because Kodesh Baruch Hu should be safer. Kodesh Baruch Hu Peruvu Bebon HaBarishan Motzo Pesach Lechoshtah Shemi Daito Pirish. I want him to do that.
And they even hear Hashem.
The next piece is really not the gate to the parsha.
He answered everything right here.
Yeah.
So what was the last part? Tell me about that part.
So he says like this. He says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was pierced from Isha a while back, and Miriam knew that. So what she's saying, but like, why does he think that he had to pierce from Isha? We weren't pierced from relations with our spouses, Aaron and Moshe, Moshe and Miriam. Aaron and Miriam, right? Aaron stayed with his wife, and Miriam stayed with her husband.
Because they weren't forbidden to stay, but he
suffered. Well, so what's that? So they see Moshe Rabbeinu was pierced. What were they thinking? Well, it's like this. If there's a mitzvah of Puravu and Moshe had not fulfilled it yet, there's no way that Moshe would have left his wife without a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him to do that. He has a mitzvah and he's not with his wife.
Right.
Must be the Moshe said, listen, I want you to leave your wife anyway. So the Moshe told him. So I have no time as a Moshe. Moshe told him. But now that they came over here and they realize in this whole thing over here that this Geirus is not a regular Geirus. And this Geirus does not take away your status from beforehand. Yeah. So it comes out that was Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons beforehand.
That's good.
He's Mekayim Puravu. So now I say, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekayim Puravu. So I don't see in front of me a kasha. There's a till now, Miriam said, I have a kasha. I know Moshe has a mitzvah. I know he's not doing it. How in the world can Moshe not do a mitzvah? Moshe must be the Russian gave him a special dispensation.
Okay.
Now we don't have to say that anymore.
But now that there's no mitzvah, so I don't know why he chose. Maybe he decided himself.
Why
is that? Because you're kind of already.
Because it's a different type of geros now. Once they accepted the Torah,
what's your question?
Right.
I'm following.
Puravu is a key of Gomer. Right. There's all the mitzvahs that say what person should be with his wife, etc. But so. Those we could say that the person becoming the Samarov has interesting piece. You know, so he lost his wife and family in the camps. He had a wife and he had children. They were all killed by the Nazis. He married after the war and he never had children.
The Samarov,
the Rebbe, didn't have any children. After he was Nifter, his nephew became the Rebbe. And then when that Rebbe was Nifter, his two sons, or the present Rebbe, split up. Right? But Yerlish never had children. So I mean, the Satmar Rebbe was a Kaddish Torah. He was a Kaddish Torah. Less than the Paul. The man was like, he was very down to earth. He understood the world very much. He had tremendous amount of good advice, etc. But he did not live in this planet. And he was mamish Kaddish. Somebody one time asked him, like, what about your chiyuvim to your wife? He says, when she married me, I explained to her what my reality is, and she accepted it. You know, that's part of, you marry a, you know, he said, you marry a person with a Talmud Chacham. I mean, you know, he says, you know, he has crazy schedules, you know. That's what he said. Okay. What my point is that there, when it comes to the mitzvah, just the mitzvah of Aina, we understand that Navi, maybe because of his he needs to be available, he can't do it. But Puravu is a tzibri gomer. A person has a mitzvah, he must have children. So what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu ignored a mitzvah? Like, you know, you're a reform rabbi, you know, you do the mitzvahs that you like, you don't like, you don't do. It's a mitzvah Puravu. So it must be that they know he's parsh Misha, and the mitzvah Puravu. So that's a kasha in their head. What's the answer? The Bereshim told him this, right? So if the Bereshim told him, I have no kasha, why Moshe Rabbeinu did it. The Bereshim told him. But that's only because I have my kasha. I know the Bereshim told him, because otherwise it's impossible in my mind that he's not doing a mitzvah. Once they say there's no mitzvah anymore, because you're ready to become Puravu with the two sons, so I don't know why he was parish, because Bereshim told him, I don't know, he's got a special in the world. Bereshim was parish to tell him to do that. I only feel convinced that there must have been a special tzibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to override the tzibur of Puravu. But as far as I know, the Puravu was, now that I realize the Puravu was fulfilled, because this Geirus is not a Geirus which takes away your children from beforehand.
But why is this Geirus not Geirus?
Can they accept?
That's what we're saying before, because it was a Hechrot. It's all connected. So it's a geiris. Okay. But since it's a geiris, we don't lose the relationships. So many of those children I had before are my children. So I have peru. I have children.
Okay.
So I don't have peru. I have two sons already. According to Meisham, I have two sons.
So he didn't. So he.
Now already, I don't know what. Now I have a second. So why was he Parsh Manisha? Parsh told him, maybe not. He decided on his own. Why did he decide on his own? What do you think he is? He thinks he's better than we also the VM. We didn't decide like that. Why didn't he decide like that? Now they have a cat. Now they're starting wondering like what's going on over here. So that's why they only ask the question now after this whole story of Kibra Zatabra, which came clear to Klai Yisrael that this Geiris was not your normal situation of Geiris. Okay. The next piece deals with the punishment that they got. Which is really like a whole, the next Yud and Chaf deals with the punishment, but it's like a whole new piece.
The whole thing flows from Aleph to like, or just
well,
it's kind of flowing.
Well, it flows.
These letters.
The piece starts off really with the Kud of learning Torah Me'Ava and what creates Ava. To, you know, that's really his topic. His topic is learning Torah Me'Ava. But he flows.
The Ches and Tes are the same topic.
Yeah, same. You know, it flows like a polish of pilpul. It's like different thoughts. That's what I'm telling you. But I mean, the Goyness is that you can say this piece in like a Gadata, but like put together like Lomdash Hilchus with morals, like you know, Tosis is like he didn't write this on purpose.
It's not Purim Torah, but it's brilliant. Like
it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I want to share that piece with you. I just think there's a beauty to the ability to bring different parts of Torah together, like the Alshichs with Marals together with Tosfosin and together with you know Diyukim and Gemara. There's a beauty to it. And like, and then it makes the whole story like have a whole another layer of the. We look at the story like you know, they're like, well, like what is their problem? Like, what is their problem? Like, they really, you know, they just went to Matan Torah and they meet Shema Dreg and they're busy saying, I once heard about wine, was speaking at some major event, gigantic call, like over 1,000 people. So he's speaking, and there's people in the back, like you know, like. Ignoring him. So in the middle of his drasha, a fellow gets up and starts screaming at the waiter, where are the pickles? Like real loud. Like in the middle of his, like the whole place hears it. Where are the pickles? He says, the mamish, this client will complain. Where are the pickles? Right? So where are the cucumbers? Right? That's the pasuk says. They catch where the cucumbers are. Mm-hmm. He says, really? Like, you know, like, that's what the problem is. We're catching about cucumbers. Like, we want pickles. Right? It's a right. Pickles was a Jewish dish a long time ago already, right? I mean, he makes it like it's a whole different story. The client still is living on a plane of spirituality and saying we would love to be. Rizal Tauber has a book. If you ever have time, you get your hands on a book called Choose Life. That's the name of the book. Choose Life. So the book is he uses the vehicle of a story to bring out a lot of different thoughts. It's written as a storyline about Torah. The storyline is about this fellow who has a non-Jewish girlfriend, and they go to this seminar, and you know, and she's all upset that you know, Jews are not allowed to marry non-Jews, etc. And she challenges the rabbi, you know, and obviously the rabbi is Rabbi Tauber, presenting his thoughts, you know, and he explains the role of the Jews of the world, the roles of the non-Jews of the world, and how why they can't get together, how a non-Jew could become a Jew. It's a beautiful piece.
That's interesting.
It's the first half of the book. Second half of the book is she ends up becoming a Geiris. And they're living together for X amount of years, and they come back to the rabbi. You know, life is not; it doesn't have the same key as their Torah. When they first chose Torah, like everything was precious, everything was new, everything was special. And now it's you know it's like you know
the
routine. Now how do you get that sparkle back into your Torah mitzvahs? That's what Christ was complaining about. Yeah. We would love to have the sparkle of that brand new decision. Right? When you make the decision, the person makes the decision and he believes in it and he's excited about it and he experiences it. It's like an Eden. And you know, but the point was, even because we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that, we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that vim and vigor and excitement, because we want to give. Well, what can we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bodies belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our shells belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The flow of the path of our lives belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our strength belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our ma'isim belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rotzen. Chavos Lubavitch says that the schar we get is not for the kiyum ha'ma'isim, because a person can decide, the Rishon won't let you be Mekayim, or he will let you be Mekayim, it's not up to him. In other words, execution belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All schar is for the Bechira, because the Rishon runs the world. And for the world that he wants to run, he might want that this thing shouldn't happen. And when it does happen, because he decided it does, he wants it to happen. Now, why is it important that whether I should be putting on my tefillin this morning or not? So people chose to walk in the morning, chose to put on tefillin, and they end up in the hospital because they had an accident on the way to shul. Right? I chose to put on tefillin, but I didn't put on tefillin. But because I'll say you get scar for the bechira. So he's saying even when you did put on tefillin, you only get scar for the bechira. Because the Russian decided he wants to have Rangel in the shul this morning and not somewhere else, because that's part of the Russian's plan. And he wants Rangel to have an arm, and he wants Rangel to have the strength, and he wants. That's all him. So what's mine? The whole thing, all I have is Bechir. What Chavos says. Lehepich by an Aveira, the same thing. Lo Leino, so Beryl decides he's going to kill Shmerel. Right? So he takes out the gun and he shoots. So Beryl killed Shmerel. No, he didn't. Because Beryl killed Shmerel. The first one didn't want him to die. He's not going to die. So then what do you want for Beryl? The Beryl made him kill him. Right? But yeah, but the Bechir of Berah is Beryl's Kiev. So Beryl can shoot and Shmerel could die. Beryl can shoot and Shmerel won't die. Beryl gets the same Gehenna. Because his punishment is for the decision. Right, the Russian decided that Shmerel needs to live, and then Beryl's tough luck, so Beryl misses, or the bullet is a dud, or because Shmerel happens to be wearing a bulletproof vest. You know, there can be 17 reasons why it doesn't work, but that's not the Beryl's bechira. That's what comes above us. So if all I can give to Kadosh Baruch Hu is the rotzen, I don't have rotzen. So what can I give to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So they were like push it, like sad. We have nothing to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want to give. We love Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want to give him. What can we give him? The decision to serve him. Well, that's not ours either. The Russian gave us this mon, which makes us, we have no choice. We feel so. You live in a world of black and white, of utter reason, kind of machet. Like, it's come out impossible to choose otherwise. Like, you see clearly. The Nefesh HaChaim says that Avraham Avinu worked on himself until he reached a madriga that he saw the reality of the Bria as it really was. So he didn't know, how do you know what's an Aveir? So he started going to eat something, and he saw in Shemayim worlds building up. He said, that means that's a good thing to do. He saw Shemayim, he said, no, that's not a good idea. He doesn't need it. That's how he realized the Nefesh HaChaim, that's how he learned what was an Aveir. By Pasha, he saw the Alam, he saw Yonim, and he saw what was happening through his Maisim. So he realized what's right and what's wrong. Well, you know, it's very hard to live in a world like that and choose, you know. Okay, right now, like, the whole world's going to collapse on top of me, but, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. That's very hard to do that. Right? There's a clarity, he's not really Bechir anymore. And that's what he's saying. That was the that all we could give to Kadosh Baruch Hu was our ruts, and that was taken away from us. That was painful to Klai Yisrael. That's a Kabbalah Madrega that they wanted that. It wasn't they were like low lives who want cucumbers. And it's a whole different twist on the whole story. It pushes, you know. I mean, you know, it makes it fits into Mechazal. Maisa Tarvit calls it a hate. So that's the next piece. But I'll just tell you one point over here. I don't think I ever did this piece with you. Maybe I told you one time. There's a piece from, there's a saver called Teres of Rome. Teres of Rome was from Rabbi Roman Grudzinski. Rabbi Roman Grudzinski was the last Mishkech and Sabbat Yeshiva in Europe. Shem Yekum Dom was killed by the Nazis. So he's more well known to us by his sons-in-law. He had one son-in-law named Rav Shlomo Volba. Dali Shur. One son-in-law named Rav Kreisruth Zatzal, from the Rav in Antwerp and the head of Yeshiva and Eretz called Merkaz Atara. And one son-in-law named Rav Yaman Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's oldest son, Shmuel's older brother, which is Nifta. That's where the Tarsus of Rabbah's three sons in law. That's fine, Mishpacha, you know. it's good Shaduchim, right? So he has a piece which is like, how can I tell you, it's a gorgeous piece. He has, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I told you this piece once. Yeah, I remember telling you. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Atinus and Rebbe had this conversation. Atinus asked Rebbe, at what point does the Yitzhar enter into the child? At the moment of conception or the moment of birth? So Rebbe answered him at the moment of conception. So Atinus said back to Rebbe, "In Cain, he would if he had the Yitzhar before birth, he would kick through the mother's abdominal wall and come out. That's what the Yitzhar would do for him." So Rebbe says, "You're right. The Yitzhar enters into the child at the moment of birth, and that's the puzzle of the Pesach Chatas Rebbe's." So he said, let's understand this Gemara for a second. What's the Yetzer Hara of coming out, exactly? The Yetzer Hara always comes with like an argument. He says, you know, it's really Geshmat to get out now. So let's understand that. Chazal say, the Mora Nida says, that a child, its mother, even said, I want to remember, I remember Yarki Kevin, the months of yore. So Chazal, what do you mean months of yore? I mean the years of yore. There's, the mother is referring to the 9 months that a child's in its mother's rechem. Because there's no time that a child's in toiv that a person lives with, at the level of toiv is during those 9 months. He said his mother, he's fully taken care of physically. Amalach is teaching him Torah. He has a behilo ne'er l'rishi. He has a ne'er which allows him to see himself relevant, so he can see the whole world. There's nothing like those 9 months. Okay, so it's decent inside of it. It's like, you know, it's like, I want to get out because it's like nicer out there. Okay. Next, a child which comes out early dies because it's not ready to live in the world yet. See, it's our comes to listen. Here's the deal: like right now, it's really geshmak. You go out, you're going to die. Let's go. Like, what's the sales pitch? What's the Yitzhar selling? So the Yitzhar is selling one thing. Yitzhar is selling freedom. Here, you're stuck. So you go to a teenager old selling line that says, "Listen, you know, if you would have told me what to do, I wouldn't have done it because I know it's bad for me. But now you told me, I'm going to have to show you. You can't tell me what to do. I get to decide what I want to do." That's what the kid says. Right? But he's Meshuggah. Like, what's the wrong that I told you? You know it's bad for you. You know it's going to kill you. But I'm just going to show you. You don't me tell me what to do. Like, that's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara of I want to decide my life. I don't want it to be forced upon me. That was on Amrishan's head, he says. The Mishnah said, "Listen, don't eat this, and I'm going to basically define your life." He says, "No, don't tell me what to do. I want to decide my life myself. I'll choose good, but I want to decide it." Because the most basic need a human being has is that he should exist, and we all exist in the power of Bechira. As much as I feel murcha, I don't exist. We want to exist. The Mishnah was saying, "You got it all wrong. That the existence is the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the real existence. As much as you do his ratzon, you exist. As much as you decide not to do his ratzon, Adam, you don't exist. That's death." So, if you look at the chetoyim of the Midbar, Sefer B'Midbar, it's a pretty sad sefer. Starting from B'Halotzchan onwards. So, okay, they got this wrong, and they got that wrong. Then they got this wrong, and they got that wrong. They got this wrong, and they got that wrong. And I was like, you know, I mean, Gewaltenwelt. You know, these are all of us. And they were like, you know, because I'll say Dardaya, you know, like. they were, the Russian was challenging them back into the world of Adoration Karamachet. What are you going to choose? Can you give up this desire for you want to exist independently? That is your biggest problem. That's the stubbornness of a Jew. Right? So Chazal say that the Purna says by Chet Egel that Rosh Hashanah comes to Moshe and says, "I reset all my zebini. I'm cherifu. I see the Am Cherif. I want to destroy them." So the Purna says, "Like they did the Chet Egel. What do with the Am Cherif? The pasuk says like this: they did their veir. Okay. And I see that they're stubborn people. Therefore, I should destroy them. Like, you know, I did that veir. I'm going to destroy them. What's the stubbornness have to do with it? So Rashi says that when somebody gives a musr, they turn they turn away and they show their like strong necks. They ignore the guy. The Rosh said that was the Shmuel said that was the problem. The problem wasn't they did a chet. Everybody does things wrong. But are you going to give up your choice and just listen to somebody else to tell you what to do and go back on? Don't tell me what to do. Okay. I can't deal with these people. and the Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's us. I mean, we're stiff necked people. That's our problem. I think I pointed out to you by Adam Rishon the same thing. Adam Rishon says there's a wild message that says that the Bereshim kicked Adam Rishon out of Gan Eden. Why did Adam Rishon leave Gan Eden? Why did Adam Rishon leave Gan Eden? Because he gave to us. That's not what it says. But Tapei Yishtach Yodai, maybe he goes and eats an Eitzachayim, he has to leave. Didn't say he has to leave because he has to leave. Because he might take an Eitzachayim. So the matter says that the Bershom grabbed Adam and said, do tshuva. Vato, with an ayin. Ein atal a tshuva. Pen means no. Adam said, no, I'm not doing tshuva. Bershom says, okay, out. They state the matter. Right? It wasn't the bear which was the problem. The problem was, what are you going to do next? Now that you've messed it up, can you say, you know what, listen, Reingold got it wrong, there's a new Reingold, let's start over again. Or say, you know what, listen, Reingold is Reingold, don't tell me what to do, I'm Reingold, and Reingold is Reingold, and Reingold's going to say Reingold, and that's the end of the story. I can't change. So just leave me alone. Or says, okay, so goodbye. But the reason why I left Gan Eden was not because the Eitzah Chayim. It's a mind-boggling medrash. I mean, it's shot in the pasuk. You read the pasuk. The pasuk clearly says it wasn't because the Eitzah Chayim. Okay.
So suggesting that here too, I think it was kind of a sin because they.
So he's saying over here, as much as they were coming deep down, the Torah is saying, like he didn't say in the next piece, is that deep down the Torah was saying that there was an akut over here of the desire for independence. And where do you see that? You see that. Continuing on Bernabeu Beis HaSefer, which is the piece before. Right? The Revolver says, do we have Shachas to that? Of course we have Shachas to that. What's your feeling after Yom Kippur? And you daven with Gevaldige focus, right? But after Yom Kippur, you say, you know, Baruch Hashem, I did Yom Kippur nicely, and now I can go back to normal living.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we say. That's Tinnah Beis HaSefer. That's what Kleisa said. We live by the over here by the Har Sinai with the Shekhinah there. The Shekhinah stayed there.
To the Ma'ar.
For over a year, almost a year. They were sitting there with the Ma'ar Shekhinah for almost a year. It's like it's like Yom Kippur. And now the Mashiach says, okay, it's time to leave. It's oh, Baruch Hashem. it's not so difficult. You know, it's go back to normal living. Means you didn't absorb that deep there's still a point that you were saying I would like to live my own way. Okay, so that's that has to be the Peronius, right?